We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
There are just really just some pathetic people out there. It is Beamer in for Bowerly. Let me, I can't believe I have to do this. Let me clarify what I'm saying for those who may have been away from the radio. Maybe it was time to get a snack. Let me clarify what I was saying. So I started the show and I put on Twitter. I'll just say what I put on Twitter. The problem in this country is everything is partisan. No true conversation happens. Let's talk about background checks. Let's talk about gun laws. And let's talk about mental health. Let's do it without mentioning the left or the right. That's what we need. And then someone who, again, doesn't understand the English language, I don't know what it is, says it truly takes a special kind of expletive to tweet one thing and then go on the radio and blame Mark Poloncarz. My tweet on Twitter was directed to the county executive. My whole point was, let's have the conversation. You want to talk background checks? You want to talk gun laws? But let's do it without saying it's the Republicans' fault, the modern-day Republican. They're not pro-life. That was my point. And I think anyone with an ounce of intelligence would have picked up on what I was saying. But I understand we're talking about a partisan hack who everything has to be directed one way. It's got to be all politics all the time. So, you know, if you want to look like an idiot, fine. But let me just clarify what I was saying. My whole point was, I was fine with what the county executive said. I think it was appropriate what the county executive said until he started pointing the finger at political parties. I thought I made that point clear at 2 o'clock, but again, maybe people had stepped away from the radio. I'm not sure. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking about the tragic mass shooting yesterday. 21 dead, 19 children, only 10 days after a racially motivated shooting here in Buffalo. And like I said, I want to have a mature adult conversation. And I don't want, to John's point, I don't want it to be finger pointing at one party or the other. And I don't want people running away because we mentioned gun laws, or running away because we mentioned mental health, or running away because we mentioned armed guards at the school. I think they should all be on the table. And again, I'm not approaching this conversation as a conservative. I'm approaching this conversation as a concerned American. And I think that's how we should all do it. And those who aren't, they don't care. Sorry, that's true. If you're using it to score political points, I don't believe that you care. I believe all you care about is scoring your political points. 803-0930, star 930. That's the way to get on. Let's go to Chris, who is in Buffalo. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing well, Chris. What do you got for us this afternoon?
Well, I mainly wanted to talk about some of the things that Frank had to say, and I know there's no easy answer to gun laws and all that stuff, but if you outlaw guns, the only people that are going to have guns are the bad guys. And when you look at outlawing guns, what did outlawing drugs do? It really didn't stop them or even slow them down.
Oh, and Chris, I'll let you finish, but that was my point to Frank. I don't think it's a simple answer of, oh, let's get rid of all guns, because like you said, that only gets rid of guns that people legally get. Now, to the pushback on that will be, well, these individuals legally got guns. Yes, we have to look at the background checks as well.
Yeah, well, as far as background checks go, this last kid, he had no criminal record, so I don't know how that would have worked.
No, and Chris, you're right. I mean, again, what was going on at home? What were the signs that, loved ones near him had gotten? And again, how would that have been addressed? One of my questions out there right now is if you had an outcast, a loner, a loved one that, you know, became an outcast, was becoming a loner, how do you address that? How do you, you know, how do you address that so it doesn't get to the point where they are radicalized and filled with this evil?
Well, I don't know the answer to that because there's lots of people that are kind of reclusive and loners, and, you know, what percentage of them turn out to be mass killers? Probably a very small one. And, you know, so I don't know what the answer is there, but not to be cliche, but a saying that really holds true is the only way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. And if everybody had guns, I think there'd be a lot less of this going on, because most of the people that do this, I think anyone can admit, they're cowards. And that's why they go to places like schools, because they know they have nothing to stop them. But if everybody had a gun, I think they'd really think twice about it. And you were right about the one thing you said is armed guards in schools.
Right.
You know, I mean, they have armed guards to guard banks and, you know, the Brinks trucks and all that kind of stuff. Well, I think the kids in these schools are a lot more valuable than the money that they're guarding in a bank.
Yeah, I think our children deserve to have that kind of protection. And when people say there's not the resources, there's not the money, well, let's make sure, let's find it. Let's find the money. Let's find the resources. I appreciate the call. Chris in Buffalo. And you know, Chris has the viewpoint, and you know, that is kind of the viewpoint that I share as well. You know, to Frank's point, I don't think we should just ban guns, right? That's not the common sense answer, because people that want to do harm will find a way to do harm, illegally get a gun, right? That's not the answer. Now, should guns just completely be ignored? No. Like I said, that needs to be on the table. That needs to be part of the conversation. But this making guns easier to get, I don't understand that. It should be a stricter background check, you know? And I think most out there would agree with a stricter background check. If at any time in your life you threatened a school or you threatened someone, well, then you do forego your right to have a firearm. I don't think that's that I don't think that's that out there controversial of a take. Background checks should be more extensive. You know, Frank said, well, you'll never get there. Well, if you want a gun, you would agree to a more extensive background check. I don't see and maybe, you know, I don't own a gun, so maybe that's on me. I don't understand why you have people that push back to a more extensive background check. I think that is definitely something that we should all agree on. We should all agree on a stricter background check. We shouldn't just be handing guns to people. We shouldn't make guns easier to get. I'm even for raising the age to own a gun. Now I'm also for raising the age to vote. I've always been on 21 should be the age to vote to own a gun, and 18 should be the age to drink. But you know, that's me. But I do agree that, you know, the best way to stop a person with a gun is a person with a gun. I do agree with that. And I would never be for just taking guns away, right? I would never be for, oh, let's just make guns illegal. That's not the answer. And like I said, you're going to have half of those out there that say, no, that's the only way to address it. But then you have another half of people that if you even mention guns, they run away from the conversation. Guns, yes. You have to put that into the conversation. But you also have to talk mental health. You also have to talk background checks. Let's go to Mike, who is in the town of Hamburg, and I've lost my number here on the phone. Mike, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I am in favor of banning the assault rifles. I think that, you know, you talk about pointing fingers. I don't want to point fingers, but if a certain political party is more pro-gun than the other party, then I guess they have to own up, be responsible when they see all these things happening. Now, if you ban the assault rifle, which they previously were, a lot of these mass shootings wouldn't have happened. That's the weapon of choice for the mass shootings. So it's that simple. No one needs one. They're only created for one reason. They're a very efficient way of killing people. Now, why would a person need one? And how many people, you know, 18-year-olds, do you know that you think it would be really a good idea for them to have an assault rifle?
Well, I Mike, you got me on raising the age to own a gun to 21. I think that's something that we could definitely compromise on.
Mm-hmm. But why not get rid of them altogether?
Well, and here's my thing. I'm not saying I disagree with that. My only issue is you take away assault rifles from law-abiding citizens. How are we stopping? And I understand. In the last two situations, these are people that legally obtained AR-15s. I understand, and that's something that definitely needs to be addressed. That's why I'm talking about stricter background checks. But if you take away AR-15s from law-abiding citizens, what's stopping someone from illegally obtaining one?
If you stop the production and sale of them, then they can't. How are they going to obtain one? You have to completely stop the ban them. They were previously banned, and there weren't all these mass shootings. It's just common sense. This has to be done. And when it happens, when it finally happens, you're going to see a decline in this type of incident.
Mike, do you believe that's the only thing that needs to be done, or do you think that we need to address mental health as well?
Well, yeah, but you can address mental health, but even as Biden said, there's always going to be people with mental health issues. And when 18-year-old, how do you know when he comes in, when he's on his birthday, that he has some kind of mental health issues? What's going to tell you that? Who's going to determine that?
Well, again, that's I'll go back to my statement.
Well, the people lose it. They snap, you know. Someone who was previously fine all of a sudden has some incident, and is it a good idea to have that type of weapon available to them?
And Mike, I'm not pushing back on your statement, but I do think that we need to ask the question, why? And I think it's more than just guns. I think guns do play into it. I'm not taking away from what you're saying, but I think we need to ask the question, why do we have so many young people, young men, that are so radical, so evil? What has changed in the climate of this country that is so normal? Do guns play into it? Yes, but I think there's a bigger answer to this.
But the fact is that when comparing our country to other countries, this is a big American problem, and it's because of our gun laws. Our gun laws are not like Canada's or England's or France. We have the most, you know, liberal gun laws. Letting 18-year-olds on their birthday go in and buy an assault rifle is crazy. And that's my take on it.
Mike, I appreciate the call. And like I said, I would be all for raising the age to 21. I think that's a place to start. I think background checks are a place to start. And again, you can be for getting rid of assault weapons. However, I do think you have to admit that this is more than just about the gun. I'm not saying the gun's not part of the problem, but this is more than just the gun. What is going on that we have so many evil young people? I don't think it's a simple answer. I don't think there's a simple answer to that. 803-0930, star 930. It is Beamer in for Bowerly. Let's go to Texas Terry. Hey, Texas Terry.
Hey, how's it going, man? First of all, you know, I don't know why y'all keep calling an AR-15 an assault weapon. It's just a rifle. It just looks a little more scarier to some people than most do because they see members of the military carrying it in wartime and things like that. So they associate that weapon with war. But in all actuality, it's just a rifle. It doesn't fire any quicker than any other rifle or any handgun that you could buy in stores today. Just depends how quick your trigger finger works more than anything. It can be modified, but it's not being modified in these situations because we're talking about idiots, maniacs, evil people. You know, as far as these politicians go, you know, the sky is blue, water's wet, and politicians politicize. It just is what it is. But the actual rational, emotionless facts here are this. In these both in Tops and here in Texas, there were red flags that were raised and they were ignored. You got everything that from that maniac in New York that he did before he even did the shooting up to and including the manager, who was like, man, this dude's been in my store 10 times. Still didn't even call the police. You got the girl that from Texas. He's messaging this girl that he doesn't even know, apparently, pictures of his rifles and his magazines, telling her he's got a little secret and all this extra stuff. And she just goes to bed. If you start messaging me pictures of rifles and all this stuff and I don't know who you are, I'm picking up the phone. That's what's going to happen. I mean, people, complacency kills time and time again. And as far as the situation at the school goes, you know what could have happened? Somebody could have locked the damn back door. That's what should have happened, but it wasn't done. I can't speak to the experience or the knowledge or the tactical level of training that the resource officer had. But from what I understand, there was contact between the two, and rounds were exchanged between those two. He still made it in the school. If that back door would have been locked, he would have never got in the school in the first place. Secondly, you know, I don't even know, in the state of Texas, like a small town like that, I guarantee you 70 to 80% of those parents are firearm owners because they live in small town Texas. And you got all kinds of stuff that you got to deal with, not only potential for criminality, but you got, you know, snakes, coyotes, whatever. There's all kinds of stuff that they got to deal with when they're out that far secluded like that. Not to mention, they're probably gun enthusiasts, but that's neither here nor there. You know, we got schools in Lubbock, for example. Drive around Lubbock, pick any school. I don't care if it's on the east side, the west side, north, south, doesn't matter. There's at least one resource or one police officer, I'm sorry, not a Lubbock police officer, but an ISD police officer. All the doors are secured, and you're only getting in one way. I dropped off my stepdaughter. She had something that she forgot for school the other day. I typically don't go to her school. My wife drops her off, picks her up. I asked my wife, hey, which door do I go in? Well, going through the front door, it's probably going to be locked. Well, that day they happened to be having a graduation day, so the doors were open. There were families coming and going, multiple people there. The doors were open. But as soon as you made it through the threshold of that door, there was a big bad resource officer standing there, or a police officer standing there to make sure that everybody coming in there wasn't there to do harm. You know, this is, at the end of the day, people drop the ball. And people want to point the finger at everybody else and say, well, this should have happened or this should have. What are you going to do to make a background check more extensive? Go into people's juvenile records to purchase a firearm? I guess you could do that, but let's make that mandatory across the board for your job, for everything. You want to raise the age of being able to purchase a rifle? Do it. I'm all for it. Raise it to 21. I don't care. I agree with that. You know, I don't think it would make much difference, but because criminals get guns every single day in all these inner cities where you see all the gang violence. But if you want to raise it to 21, fine. But then raise the age to join the military to 21, too, because 18-year-olds aren't going to be able to legally possess a firearm. But, again, if you're looking at people's backgrounds and the check to purchase a firearm as it is already thorough. It goes through the ATF. It goes through the store. You're giving your data. You're giving all your information. It's a big form to fill out. I mean, it's not like, and I wanted to hear what Frank was saying about Texas making it easier to buy guns. That's news to me. I'd love to hear what law he was talking about that was passed. The only law that was passed was constitutional carry. So you don't have to go through a permit or a background check. You have to go to a background check, obviously, to be able to legally possess a firearm. But you don't have to go through all the extra to be able to carry it, as long as you're doing it or whatever.
Terry, always appreciate the call. We're up against the news break. Texas Terry, hope to talk to you again real soon. Opens the line for you, 803-0930, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Wednesday afternoon. We're talking about the mass shooting at a Texas elementary school yesterday. 21 dead, 19 children. 10 days after a racially motivated shooting right here in Buffalo claimed 10 lives. And again, the conversation needs to be, in my opinion, rid of any mention of political parties. I know that's difficult to do in 2022. Our elected officials can't even help themselves. But we're better than that. We're more mature. We can have adult conversations. And I think that's the conversation we need to have. Everything on the table. Let's not run away from the phrase gun or mental health or background check or armed guard. Let's have a conversation. Let's throw everything out there. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Charles in Port Chester, who is a teacher. Charles, what's going through your head?
Hey, Joe. Thanks. Good to talk to you again. Yeah, we had a very uneventful day at school today. And in fact, our superintendent, principal, nobody even mentioned it. And ironically, how ironic is this? The kids who are constantly plugged in, about fully a third of them didn't even know what happened yesterday. So, but I want to make a point about when your callers last hour said that, you know, about the armed guards in the schools. We have one now. We have a local police presence there, and they're friendly with the kids. I like them. They're very friendly people, and it's just part of our fabric now. Like, we don't even think twice about having them. I don't agree with arming teachers, because the teachers in my school I wouldn't trust with a firearm if you paid me. So, I could see nothing, you know, something, only bad things going wrong with that. So the fact we have an armed presence in our school, it's not threatening at all to the kids, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Now, what about metal detectors? Do you have those go to walk into your school in the morning?
Oh, not yet, but other places in Westchester do. Mount Vernon, I don't know if White Plains does yet, Peekskill. I think, the cities do, but I think that I teach in a village, a town, Port Chester is about 30,000 people, but we haven't got to that point yet.
Charles, what's next? What do you think when it comes to just the gun conversation, the background conversation, and what do you think? You see kids every day. How do we have these young guys that get so radicalized at such a young age?
Oh man, I see it from sixth grade now. These kids are they're crazy. I mean, people ask me, they don't ask me if I had a good day at school anymore. They go, how bad was your day? And that pretty much sums it up. These kids are into everything, things I never heard of. Forget sex stuff. I mean, that's passe now. They're into these drug lord video games and all kinds of things that, like, I never even heard of. And I don't want to hear of this stuff. There's some dangerous kids. And I was telling a bunch of teachers yesterday, this is before we even heard about this. How ironic was this? I was saying, there's some kids that I treat with kid gloves because there's no way in the world I want them coming after me if they're armed. You know, so we've changed our teaching patterns to actually coddle kids that we think are dangerous. And like, how sad is that? I 28 years of teaching, and I'm changing my style because I'm afraid for my life with some kids.
But Charles, where does that come from? You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm simplifying it too much, but I'm not that old. But 20 years ago, when I would be out of school over the summer, I would be outside. I'd be spending my time outside. You almost never see kids outside anymore. They're consumed in social media, their cell phone, or in video games. Where does this come from, and how do we kind of pull kids away from being so consumed in things like social media?
Joe, I think that gate's open, unfortunately. I think that gate's not closing. It's social media. It totally is, because they tear each other to shreds verbally. The girls are really, really bad when it comes to, mentally, not physically destroying each other. And we have kids on suicide watch now because of what's been said on social media. And one thing, though, I do want to mention is the fact you've said some really good things, because some of these kids are going to be 18 in a few years, and they're going to be able to go out and buy an AR-15. I've always been for extensive background check, because if you're innocent, what the heck do you have to lose?
Exactly.
Background check every freaking September. I'm background checked to make sure I'm still a good teacher. And if you have nothing to lose, who can background me? Check me all the way to next year. If you
right.
I'm not nothing's going to show up. So what I agree with you. What is causing some of these lawmakers to be resistant? Is it? My girlfriend just said to me today, 90% of the country is pro extensive background checks. So you can't even say it's a political thing, because 90%, that means 9 out of 10 constituents want this. So I don't understand what that's all, how they can keep voting consistently to ban background checks.
Yeah, that's, Charles, that's the thing. I'm all for an extensive background check. I think that's a wiser answer than just to blindly say, let's take all the guns. But social media is another thing. And you're right. When I was younger, it was instant message, right? I mean, it would just be one person saying, but now, I mean, you've got kids posting things for the world to see of each other.
Yeah, it's really true. My girlfriend's really up on this stuff too. And so she informs me a lot of things that I wouldn't normally see, because I'm so busy during the day. So when I saw the 90% thing, I'm like, wow, that's interesting. And again, if you've got nothing to hide, submit to the test, submit to a background. It's just, do you think it's punitive? We're not talking politically here on our parts, but do you think in general, do you think is it one party being punitive against another party? Because I don't get why. It doesn't make any sense.
No, Charles, I wish I knew the answer. Like I said, I do approach a lot of things with a bias to the political right. But for this, I've never made it political. I've never looked at it with my political. I've looked at it just common sense. And again, as a concerned American, that obviously there's something bigger going on, and everything needs to be addressed. And like I said, it's those buzzwords that makes half the country want to leave the talk.
I know, right? I know. And it's like, remember when the good old days when Obama and Boehner could go play a round of golf and Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan go to lunch together?
Yeah, those days seem to be far gone.
Gone, man. Totally gone.
For sure. Hey, Charles, I appreciate the call.
Hey, Joe, anytime. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Charles in Port Chester. And that could be a good start. Just seeing our politicians, I don't know. I mean, it seems now that if someone in your party is having a friendly conversation with someone in the other party, all of a sudden they're the bad person. But it is refreshing to see, you go back and you see politicians, they have their debates, they have their policy disagreements, and they go and play a round of golf, or they go and have dinner, or they meet out, and now it's this disdain for one another because of political party, and it just never leaves. Right. I mean, I'm getting bashed on social media during this show as we speak for something that I've explained. But again, common sense, for something I've explained. And so I'm getting bashed. Why? Because there are people, let's just call them what they are, liberal bloggers, who have this idea that everything Joe says is from a right wing point of view. Again, they don't listen. They don't understand, because they're in this world. They're in this closed bubble. That everything is political, everything can be made political. It's pathetic. I mean, I'm sorry that they're stuck in this world, but that's how everything is. So Joe says something on the radio, we have to attack it. David says something on the radio. And again, are there times where I'm on this mic speaking from a right, a perspective from the political right? Of course, that's where my politics are. But there are times, this conversation specifically, where I throw my politics away. This is a conversation void of politics. This is a conversation of how do we address this? It is, guns play a part of it, but I think it's bigger than guns as well. Guns, background checks, mental health, keeping tabs on what your children are doing, right? I mean, 18, you're this radicalized, you're this evil. What was going on when you were 15, 16, 17? Where were the signs? And what kind of conversations do parents need to have with their kids? And what about kids being more involved in outside school activities? Playing sports, you know, doing school clubs. And that was probably the wrong way to put it, but taking part in school clubs. You know, I was part of student government. Doing stuff like that. I played lacrosse. Get kids out of the house. It's not healthy to just after school go home and stare at your computer for 8 hours. Because look what happens. Not all the time, but there's that chance that they get radicalized, especially if the parents aren't talking to them. So I think there's a lot of things to look at. It's not as simple. People want just a simple answer. It's just one thing. It's not simple. There are a lot of parts that we need to address. The last thing we need to do is point fingers and say it's the left, it's the right, it's the left, it's the right. Let's put that away. That's not helping anyone, and we just get back to where we are. Two mass shootings 10 days apart from each other. That shouldn't be acceptable. I don't care what your political affiliation is. Because what should be before your political affiliation is the fact that you're American. That should be first and foremost. It is for me, at least. 803-0930, star 930. I want to go to the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Someone says, thank God for Texas Terry. And I appreciated Terry in Texas's call. I always appreciate Terry's call. The only one with an ounce of intelligence. Also get a firearms expert on your show. Nobody has called in besides him who has a clue of what they're speaking about regarding background checks. And you're right. I admitted at the beginning of the show that there are things when it comes to background checks, when it comes to guns, that I guess you could use the word naive. I don't know. And that's why I am glad Terry called in. I'm glad Terry was able to put that information out there. Also, I don't think it means to just throw away what I'm saying, but all right, Texter, if that's what you want to do. 803-0930. Let's go to John in Youngstown. He disagrees with me. I'd like to get John on before the news. Hey, John.
Thank you so much for getting me in so early. I have to say, you know, I don't want it to be a political issue, but you have to ask yourself, the SAFE Act was put into effect by a Republican. A Democrat governor. It was a knee-jerk reaction to what happened in Connecticut.
Right.
You also have what happened today with Beto O'Rourke making it a political thing at the wrong time. You had all these gun laws and people that are screaming for more enhanced background checks. Listen, they're Democrats, but regardless of that, this is a mental issue. It is not a spiritual issue. It is not making availability of guns the issue. You can put a gun on it won't kill anyone. You can leave. You know what I'm trying to say. I don't want to.
John, I agree with what you're saying. I have said that I'm okay with addressing guns, but I think we need to admit that there is a bigger issue. And yes, it is a mental health issue. I don't know this. This is me speaking. I don't know if it's true, but it seems that way. I think we have more mental health issues in this country than anywhere else in the world.
That's right. And these kids today. I'm older. I'm retired, and you know, I thank God that I'm not growing up today, and I pray so hard for my grandchildren. But the point I'm trying to make is, like, you know, again, like, there's so much. These kids today are under so much pressure. A lot of them can't cope. I'm not saying this kid, you know, feel sorry for him. He should be killed for what he did. But in this guy in Buffalo, but again, it's the problem is not the weapons. In some cases, you know, when children are getting killed, the parents leave guns unattended. I understand that there's no excuse for that either. But when a guy like this does something like this, okay, you could put it, it's a gun-free zone. What, they sent $90 billion to Ukraine. Why can't they send that money to schools for to get buzzed in or for cameras or for guards or et cetera? Do you understand what
John, you're not going to get any pushback from me. I think the thing to do in the immediate is to guard schools with armed guards. And, yes, every door should be locked. There should be intense security system. I think our children deserve that. They deserve to be protected as much as they can.
One more thing.
Okay.
I see a lot of teachers, you know, like online. I'm a right winger, okay, but I don't hate anybody that's a left winger. I harbor a few Democrat ideals that some of my right wing friends don't like. But I see what some of these
welcome to the club.
Say, Yes, I see what some of these teachers do today, what they're putting on their children. I think, you know what, this might sound radical. I think in today's world, maybe teachers should have their pistol permits. And certain teachers this week, you're on. Mr. Beamer, you're on this week to carry a handgun. Next week, Ms. Jones, you have to carry a handgun. There are small handguns. Hey, it's part of life. The world has changed. It's not getting any better. And to make more gun laws, and listen, an AR-15 is basic. My dad used to say a Cadillac is a Chevy with a suit on. An AR-15 is a 22 rifle that's high-powered. That's it. That's all it is. It's a semi-automatic 22 rifle that's high-powered.
Yeah, and that's what Terry said. John in Youngstown, I think we agree on more than we disagree, but I appreciate the call.
Thank you for taking me.
Of course. John in Youngstown opens a line for you, 803-0930, *930. Like I said, I think everything should be on the table. But I agree with John. I mean, the mental health aspect is a big question. And the background checks, okay? As someone keeps on saying on the text board, texter, I saw you the first time you texted it. I understand that we have strict background checks here in New York State. I think throughout the country, we need strict background checks. And we need to clean up our red flag laws. Because again, let's go back to the incident in Buffalo. How did that 18-year-old purchase a gun after threatening to shoot a school? He should never have been able to legally obtain a gun. There's a lot of things to look at. And like I said, it's not a simple approach. It's not that we're going to do this and it's all settled. No, this is going to take a lot of compromise and it's going to take a lot of ideas. And again, it's going to take addressing everything, not just saying it's this. Okay, we're done. 803-0930, *930. 1 hour to go here on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.